So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
Really resonate with him.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Shakir Hussein Show. I'm so excited. We're approaching 100 episodes of the Shakir Hussein Show. And you know, I take you behind the scenes of what's working, what's not working in my business. The last couple of days have been just absolutely amazing. We've been getting high ticket clients like crazy. People buying our services, our courses. And I just wanted to share with you literally five strategies that you can use, regardless if you're brand new or you already have a business, to generate an extra $10,000 to $20,000 in a single week, or you could do that in a single month. Okay, and so, firstly, I do want to say, if you haven't listened to the previous podcasts, make sure you go and listen in, because I've been dropping a lot of cool stuff from mindset, marketing, sales, negotiation, buying companies, lots of cool different things I've been sharing with you guys. And also, some of you know, I am about to launch my second official podcast. This is the one that I'm going to be bringing on guests, all of the top marketers, entrepreneurs, celebrity entrepreneurs that you follow, that you subscribe, that you buy things from. Okay, most of them are my friends. So I'm going to be going out there in the marketplace. I'm going to be getting them coming in, and I'm going to be doing podcasts and interviews for you guys. So make sure that you pay attention and make sure that you get ready, because when we launch the next one, you'll be one of the first subscribers. Lots of cool stuff coming down. So what are the five things? By the way, if you're excited, make sure you go to my Instagram, leave me a review on my iTunes, and then leave me a screenshot so I can reshare you, give you a shout out on my Instagram, okay? My Instagram is growing really fast. The next 2 months, I predict we're going to get past 80 to 100,000 followers on my Instagram, okay? So if you're not following me on Instagram, make sure you go to instagram.com/Shakir Hussein, okay? You know how to spell that, instagram.com/Shakir Hussein. So let's get straight to it. Five strategies that you can use starting today to start making money, okay? And I'm talking to you if you have a business, or if you don't have a business, you can implement this for someone else and get a percentage of the profit. So the first one is something that is very close and dear to my heart, which is unconverted leads. Okay, you want to grab a pen and paper. If you're listening to this in the car, in the gym, you shouldn't be in your car right now, but wherever you are, no judgment. Make sure you take notes on this, okay? And because I'm not going to just going to give you the strategy, I'm going to give you application so that you can use this. And when you can use this, you're going to be able to make more money for yourself, for your business, for your family. All right, so let's get it. You guys excited or what? Okay, so number one is unconverted leads. Now, here's what you have to understand about business, about traffic, about conversions, about sales funnels. 95% of the people that you will have an offer, okay, for example, if you are selling, you may be a dentist that you do Invisalign. You may be someone who does local business consulting, local business agency. You might be someone who's selling a course, an information product or service or whatever. 95% of the people will absolutely no way buy your products and services the first time they meet you, okay? That's just a fact that you have to wrap around your head. That's a fact that you have to just understand, appreciate, respect. This is how the buying cycle works. Most people don't go out and just come to your website and decide to buy. They have to come in, they have to opt in, and they have to get followed up. So what happens is, the big mistake business owners and entrepreneurs make is that they forget about these unconverted leads. And you want to know why I'm sharing this and why this is so powerful to you? You want to know why? A couple of days ago, I had a gentleman come in, and this guy speaks like 10 different languages, works in the High Court, has been a diplomat for like 30 years, and he decides to buy a $12,500 program. Okay, my 90-day accelerator program is at $12,500. And, you know, this is the main core program that we sell. And he wants to come in and he's buying this program. And I ask him, you know, what made you buy this? And you know what he says to me? He says to me, he's been reading my emails since an affiliate marketing company called Empower Network. Most people won't even know what that is, but that used to be a company once upon a time. And I used to promote that company when I was about 21, 22, well, but I don't know, whatever, 21, 22 years old, okay? Long, long time ago. And he says to me, I've literally read thousands of your emails and I just decided I needed to work with you, okay? So just let that sink into your head. If I didn't convert, if I wasn't persistent, if I wasn't paying attention, and if I wasn't focusing and following up with these leads with that specific person, then guess what? I would not have been able to make that sale. Okay, I would not have been able to pull in that sale. So ask yourself this question in your business: where are the unconverted leads? Where are the people that haven't bought anything from you? Okay, so that's strategy number one. Go and find the unconverted leads. They could be your Facebook friends. They could be your referral people that you could connect with. They could be people that you could ask for referrals. You know, they could be people that you've done business with in the past. Or they could be people that just have completely ignored you. And the second thing I'm going to share with you, which will help you with your unconverted leads, is something that I call changing the modality. Okay. Now in business, in marketing, what happens usually is when you have a way to sell, maybe you do email marketing, you do webinars, you do YouTube videos. Maybe it's just one avenue, one modality. What I'm going to recommend you do is start changing the modality. Okay. For me, I have seen an increase in sales. Guess what? As soon as I plugged into Instagram, I don't know why. I would think to myself, most people are too busy. They're not going to follow me on Instagram. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, okay, whether you're watching this on my YouTube channel, my videos, or you're listening to this on my podcast, I have clients that have literally spent over $100,000 with me. Okay, my consulting programs, they're very expensive, where we literally build out, you know, whole business for you and then coach you and mentor you and stuff for a year or 2 years. These programs are bought by really busy, successful entrepreneurs or people that just want to go out there and they want to hit it out of the park. And when I'm on my Instagram, I'll see them, you know, they'll message me and they'll communicate. And so your customers are on Instagram, okay? If you aren't using multiple modalities, you are missing out, okay? You do not want to be missing out on potentially free money, because you know it doesn't cost me anything to use Instagram. And a lot of the times people think, you know, they forget this. Guys, here's how these platforms work. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, all of them, the same thing. In the beginning, it's free, so everyone jumps on. Then what happens is these networks, they get funded by big companies. So now they want to start making more money. So then what happens is they kill off your organic reach. They kill off your organic reach. And then what happens is they force you to pay. Back in the day, you know, you could buy Facebook ads and you could get like 10, 20 times your money. This is how I was able to make millions of dollars. Okay. Like I didn't spend, you know, 10, $20 million on ads. I was able to spend tiny amounts of money and flip it for huge amounts of return. You know why? Because I was early to the platform. Okay, this is what I'm seeing right now. So ask yourself this question: how can you start changing your modality when it comes to your business? How can you start shifting? Maybe, you know, for me, for many years, I was just doing email marketing. Now you see me, I do a lot more Instagram. I do a lot more YouTube videos. I do a lot more Facebook Lives. There was probably years I went by without doing Facebook Lives, but I'm doing it because I know that my customers are there. So That's strategy number two, okay? I was literally starting to do Instagram and Facebook Lives and start making sales. By the way, if you want my help and you want some one-on-one guidance where you can have my team and me personally help you, make sure you go to funnels.com/blueprint. If you're watching this on YouTube or my Facebook group, just make sure you go to, or just if you're listening to this on the podcast, make sure you go to funnels.com/blueprint. And what that's going to take you, what's that going to give you is a way to essentially get a free blueprint on us. Okay, I don't care what niche you're in, what kind of products and services you're trying to promote. Me and my team can help you design a customized sales funnel unique to you. So that's funnels.com/blueprint. That was my quick commercial. Back to it. The third strategy is email segmentation. Okay, before I would just have one big list and I would just email every single person every single day. That's still what I kind of do. But now what we've started doing is going hyper segmenting different leads. Maybe the people that have joined my go-to webinar email list where they've registered for a webinar, or they've only come through Instagram. So I'm sending them different messages. Okay, or maybe they've come through a Facebook Live, or they've come through my Facebook group. I'm literally sending them into different hyper-targeted funnels and then segmenting them. 2 minutes. I'm going to be wrapping these up in the next couple of minutes. So that was the third one, okay? Making sure I'm hyper-segmenting my communication, okay? Number four. This one is really powerful, and you need to add this in if you do not have this in your business, and which is the power of phone sales. Okay, if you do not have a remote phone sales team that are closing deals for you, that are making high ticket sales, then you definitely need to add this into your business. And if you don't know how, then message me, find me on social media, message me on Instagram, wherever, and get my help on this, okay? Because I've got more than about 8-9 years experience building remote sales commission only sales teams, okay? And I can help you do that. But if you don't have this, then you're definitely missing out. And the fifth and the most powerful one on strategies to making more cash in the bank is literally go after all of your previous customers, okay, that are recent and frequent. So what that means is, what are the clients that have bought in the last 6 to 12 months? Those are going to be your most hottest clients, the recency, okay, the recent clients. And then the frequency. Frequency basically means how often have they been buying. And then the last one is transaction. So it's recency, frequency, transaction size, okay? So these are the three things that you want to keep in mind. And then you want to ask yourself, okay, where are my recent customers? How frequently have they been buying or have they bought? And what were the transaction sizes? So that's what I've done in my business. I've literally compiled thousands of clients and I put them together. And I was like, okay, cool. That's what I need to be doing. That's who I need to be reaching out to. So those five strategies I've been using to literally scale my business during this pandemic time, during this time where people are so scared, they're not advertising. This is the time for you to know now, go step it up. Listen, I got a roll. I'm fasting right now. It's Ramadan. By the way, if you're fasting, Ramadan Mubarak. I look forward to speaking to you on the next podcast or on the next video. Subscribe and I will see you soon. Bye for now. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own $1 million business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you in the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.